Today is Friday, December 9th. What to know about the prisoner swap to bring Brittany Griner home, including who the U.S. had to release back to Russia to make it happen. Also, a new COVID-19 vaccine for the youngest Americans, and a storm that could bring tornadoes, flooding, and blizzards to the U.S. Plus, accounts Twitter put on so-called blacklists and what Elon Musk has to say about them. Why now may be the perfect time to fill up your gas tank, and a historic first for American money. Those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The WNBA star who spent months in a Russian prison is expected to be back on American soil today. The U.S. and Russia made a deal to swap prisoners. So the U.S. released a notorious Russian arms dealer named Victor Boot, and Russia released Brittany Griner. Remember, the American basketball player was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian penal colony for bringing less than a gram of hashish oil into Russia about 10 months ago. Now she's going to an Army medical center in Texas, where Biden says she'll be reunited with her family as she gets special medical services and counseling. The president said, quote, "This is a day we've worked toward for a long time." But it came with a price, since the U.S. had to release a man who's been called the merchant of death. Victor Boot was charged with conspiring to kill Americans and aiding a terror organization. Russia always accused the U.S. of targeting Boot for political reasons, but some American lawmakers say it wasn't an even trade and the U.S. should not have released him. And other lawmakers criticized the deal because of what it left out. Another American still in Russian custody, retired Marine Paul Whelan. He's been detained in Russia for 4 years and was convicted of spying, which the U.S. government says is bogus. President Biden says his team has not forgotten Whelan and will keep trying to get him back. Now Whelan's brother says he and the rest of his family are disappointed, but still hopeful he'll be released soon. The U.S. House passed a historic bill to protect all same-sex and interracial marriages in the U.S. This is the same bill we told you about that passed the Senate last week. Now that both chambers have signed off, it's on to President Biden to sign it into law. This all started when the Supreme Court overturned the landmark case that made abortion legal in the U.S. The High Court was able to reverse Roe v. Wade, since it was another court ruling that made it legal in the first place, not Congress. So some lawmakers wanted to guarantee the same thing could not happen with same-sex and interracial marriages. And they did just that with a vote of 258-169 in the House. President Biden says he's excited to sign it into law. Well, there is now a new COVID-19 shot ready for kids between 6 months and 6 years old. The FDA signed off on an updated third dose of the kid versions from both Pfizer and Moderna. And the CDC is expected to do the same, making them available at doctor's offices and pharmacies. They were found to add protection, and just like with the first vaccines, the side effects were mostly mild. The difference is, this one targets both the original virus and the Omicron variant that's been around for most of this year. So if your kid is not already up to date on his or her shots, some of the nation's top health officials are encouraging you to sign them up now. While the updated shot can replace Pfizer's third dose for young kids, those who have already had Pfizer's third shot will not be able to get this one since it's technically not authorized as a booster. But if that is your child, health experts say don't worry that even though the original vaccine won't keep a lot of kids from testing positive, it still helps most of them avoid getting severely sick. Another major coast-to-coast storm is making its way across the U.S. starting this weekend, but not before another one impacts millions of people today. First, there's the one bringing snow and ice from the Rockies to the Great Lakes. Places like Minneapolis and Milwaukee could be getting blizzard conditions. Then the main event starts late tonight, with snow in the Pacific Northwest and rain in California. And throughout the weekend, a lot of snow will build up in the Western Mountains. Next, it's onto the northern plains and upper Midwest, where people can expect to see a lot of snow, strong winds, ice, and freezing rain by Monday. Then, when this thing gets into the southern plains, like Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana, it could spawn tornadoes, wind damage, hail, and flash flooding. But that's not expected until Tuesday, and a lot can happen between now and then. So stay tuned. More news is still ahead, but first, this episode is sponsored by KiwiCo. This is the first holiday season that my son will be old enough to engage with us and really enjoy the season with us. And so when I'm thinking about what gifts to give him or the other kids in our extended family, I love knowing that KiwiCo always sparks fun and excitement for kids of all ages every time. Cubico delivers super cool science, technology, and art projects for kids. And it's truly unique to each kit. They have 9 different subscription lines for different ages and categories. My 1-year-old's experience so far with Cubico has been so positive that I bought my 5-year-old niece a 3-month subscription last holiday season, and I'm so excited to do it again because I heard all about how much she loved it. Plus, I really appreciate knowing Cubico uses high-quality materials. And there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel your subscription anytime. Give awesome this holiday with Cubico. And listen up, because you can get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's your first month free at kiwico.com, kiwico.com/newsworthy. Relief at the pump is here. Now the national average cost of a gallon of regular gas in the U.S. is at $3.33. And that means gas is now cheaper than it was a year ago. It's also about 50 cents a gallon cheaper than it was just a month ago. Analysts say a few things are driving the drop. First, people are driving less, so demand is down. And high inflation rates and pandemic concerns are leading to less demand for oil everywhere. So how much farther could prices sink? Some experts think the national average could go below $3 a gallon. There are, however, some things that could push the price back up, at least temporarily. An oil spill in Kansas yesterday forced the Keystone Pipeline to shut down. A section of the pipe connecting Canada to the United States sprung a major leak. The pipe gushed out more than 14,000 barrels of oil into a creek near the Nebraska border. Officials are already calling it one of the worst oil spills in the last decade. With the Keystone Pipeline closed, that's halting the flow of some 622,000 barrels of oil a day. Officials haven't said how long it might take them to patch the problem and get the oil moving again, and it's still not clear what caused the leak. Part 2 of the so-called Twitter files came out this week. A journalist posted images of accounts that Twitter apparently put on secret blacklists and said the social media company kept certain tweets from trending and limited the visibility of some entire accounts without telling users. Among those on the blacklist, a Stanford professor who opposed COVID-19 lockdowns for kids, the right-leaning Libs of TikTok account, and a couple other conservative pundits. And Twitter seemed to be keeping a careful eye on them, keeping track of their strikes and their popularity. Ever since the first Twitter files appeared to show Twitter employees talking about how to handle a 2020 news article about President Biden's son, Hunter, and blocking the story for a while, the reactions have been mixed. Either way, Musk says Twitter is now making some changes. Last night, he tweeted about a new software update that will show users if their accounts have been limited in any way, and if so, why and how to appeal. Even more Twitter files are expected to come out soon. The FTC is suing and trying to block one of the largest video game company acquisitions in history. Microsoft has been working to buy Activision Blizzard for $69 billion. The move would give Microsoft full control over popular games like the Call of Duty franchise, Diablo, and many more. So the FTC argues people might not be able to access any Activision games without Microsoft's Xbox consoles or subscription services, and that would hurt competition so much that it should be illegal. But Microsoft says it will not deny its rivals access to the games and that the deal would actually expand competition. The company says it already offered concessions to the FTC, but is confident in its case if this has to go to court. To be continued. The Amazon app is starting to look a bit more like TikTok. A new scrollable, shoppable feed on the Amazon app is called Inspire. It will show photos and videos of the things you can buy on Amazon. And you might also find short videos from influencers, brands, and even other customers sharing more about certain products. Shoppers can select from various categories within the feed, from pets to skincare and more, and hit buy right from the feed. The new TikTok-like feed on Amazon comes as TikTok has been working on adding more shopping features to its app, making it a bit more like Amazon. For the first time ever, 2 women will have their signatures on dollar bills. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's signature will appear on newly printed U.S. currency, along with the signature of U.S. Treasurer Lynn Malerba. To mark the occasion, the 2 ceremonially signed fresh sheets of $1 and $5 bills hot off the presses. The new bills go into circulation next year. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. I love to have just a couple of new things in my closet this time of year that can go with everything so that I have a few more options and can feel really put together for any holiday gatherings. Well, for chic and comfortable flats that can easily be dressed up and dressed down for any kind of seasonal gathering, shop Rothy's. Or for those nights in this winter, Rothy's just released the coziest merino wool slippers that, by the way, would also make a great gift. I love merino wool. My first pair of Rothy's flats were merino wool, and they've been comfortable from day one, and they still are today, years later. Yes, slippers or not, you can count on Rothy's shoes to be comfortable right out of the box. And they have a lot of options, from loafers to ankle boots to sneakers for women and men and more. So get stylish shoes, versatile and durable enough to wear all the time with Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. Today, we are talking about a dog named Van Gogh who went from being in an abusive situation to being an artist raising money for other dogs like him. Sadly, his original owner used him as a bait dog in a dog fighting ring for other dogs to attack. Van Gogh lost an ear and ended up in a dog shelter in North Carolina. Scared and scarred, no one wanted to adopt him until his foster family discovered he had a hidden talent, just like his namesake, the famous artist Vincent Van Gogh. His foster mom put dollops of paint on a canvas and wrapped it in clear plastic. Then Van Gogh used his tongue to spread the paint around the plastic, creating his own masterpiece. Now he has made dozens of paintings that have caught a lot of attention. When Van Gogh's work was posted on Facebook, it did not take long for someone to come forward and adopt him. And now Van Gogh spends his day with a family that loves him, and he's kept up his painting. And those works of art have brought in thousands of dollars for animal rescue organizations. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode about what's being called tipflation. Etiquette expert Lizzie Post guides us through who to tip and when it's okay not to. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.